This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run. You're with Julian Lindmark, as well as Sharitz Abdullah. Malaysia Airlines. In the news again, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad said that the government is studying whether to shut it down, dispose it or refinance the airline. Also, Economic Affairs Minister Dato' Sri Mohamad Azmin Ali said that the matter was under discussion at the moment in the last Khazanah Nationals board meeting. Now, we have a poll that's running on the BFM Twitter to the page. What do you want the government to do with Malaysia Airlines? Keep it, sell it, or shut it down? At the moment, the 41% of the pollsters are saying keep it, and 37% saying sell it, and 22% shutting it down.
I think it's quite interesting there that we've got a majority actually voting for the government to get rid of Malaysia Airlines in some way. It's only a 40% that are saying that we should keep it.
Or you could spin it another way, right? Mm-hmm. This statistics, damn statistics, saying that a good 59% are saying either sell it or shut it down.
Exactly.
But at least I think it's quite clear that majority looks like they still want MAS to be around. It doesn't matter who's going to own it, doesn't it?
True. So Malaysia Airlines was splashed across quite a few of the front pages today. I think we've got Putrajaya mulls Malaysia Airlines fate, including a possible shutdown on the edge. Do we need a national carrier on the Malaysian reserve? The future of Malaysia Airlines came into question. I mean, after its sole shareholder, Khazanah, had to provide on paper for a massive impairment on its investment in Malaysia Airlines. This caused the sovereign wealth fund to post an annual pre-tax loss for 2018, its first since 2005. Khazanah's impairment cost for 2018 amounted to about 7.3 billion ringgit, up 217% from 2017. Malaysia Airlines accounted for almost half of it.
Yeah, and at the same time, Malaysia Airlines, you know, they have bled for years as they struggle with costs and also rising competition, despite the multiple turnarounds and plans that and also changes that has been coming. I mean, this goes way back since even before 2014. In the crash, and because of the MH370 crash, Malaysia Airlines, they recorded a loss of 812 million ringgit for year 2017, and nearly double from the 438 million which incurred in 2016. So despite the revenue rising at 1.1% year on year to 8.67 billion from 8.57 billion. It retained loss in 2017, it retained loss jumped to 2.49 billion after three consecutive years of losses.
Yeah, I think Malaysia Airlines is like the problem child of Malaysia because too much bailout money has been used up to, you know, be injected into Malaysia Airlines to keep it afloat. And all sorts of ideas have come out in the past. For example, Sri Idris Jalas, when he was CEO, the airline also posted some losses. A business turnaround plan was launched. And then there was that idea that was mooted to merge AirAsia with Malaysia Airlines as well. None of this has worked. And to me, I think if you put it in the perspective of how much money has been spent on Mars to result in nothing, would you actually want to continue spending that money? Who knows how much is going to be spent on Mars over the next decade, right? Or would you still hold on to that nationalist sentiment to keep Mars if your tax money is involved?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of nostalgia tied to Malaysia Airlines before this. And, you know, there is a prestige to having a national carrier that I believe in the 2000s was voted one of the best airlines in the world. But I mean, the last 2014 turnaround effort that was mooted, that followed Malaysia Airlines' dismal performance over the years and a waning brand position after the double tragedy of MH370 and MH17. What followed was a 1.4 billion ringgit takeover by Khazanah Nasional.
Yeah, and also, I mean, besides, after those incidents, I mean, the MAS have attempted several times to change leadership to try and get them to, overhaul MAS and trying to get back on track. But since you've seen a lot of people that has left MAS with undisclosed reasons. And so, again, 7 years of attempt, whether or not it's time to question.
I mean, Khazanah has a very big portfolio and one would think that they have a lot of experience in managing businesses, but it looks like the airline might be something that's too hot to handle. Perhaps we should go with some of the hotel management models, right, where the owner actually owns the brand name, investing into the brand name, but the management of those hotels is found out to someone who has more skill and knowledge in managing the thing, or even like a complete cutting off of the umbilical cord between the people of Malaysia and such an airline, which is so expensive to maintain. Perhaps that could be a good idea as well.
So the interesting thing I find about this is that Malaysia Airlines is nonetheless still moving to renew and expand its fleet. I mean, I think it was reported recently that the airline has outstanding orders for 15 units of Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 10 units of the MAX 10 to be delivered progressively from 2020. So despite the fact that it is hemorrhaging money, we've still got new planes coming in and new orders being placed.
It's really a catch-22 situation because with the airlines is that you need new planes to attract the passengers, and if you don't, you lose the passengers and also you lose your profits as well. So very much a catch-22 situation. Now, moving on, yesterday in Parliament, also the Prime Minister commented on the size of the civil service and proposed some reforms, suggesting that the country might also, you know, instead of keeping the civil service, why not privatize that? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, so, I mean, he cited an example, which is Telekom Malaysia Berhad, which went private, and, you know, as a result, a lot of people during those times probably made a better, better salary, better wages. But I think it's a question of whether or not, the first question is, why do people join civil servant to begin with, right? I mean, it was the pension that was the selling point. And so this, again, one of the reasons why government should... there's a lot to think about.
So 1.7 million civil servant jobs are at stake here. For a reaction from the civil servants, we have on the line Dato' Azimuda, the president of the Congress of Unions of Employees in the Public Services, or otherwise known as QPEX. Dato' Azzy, good morning and thanks for joining us. So the PM has expressed time and again that 1.7 million civil servants are too many. How do you respond to this? Are there too many civil servants in Malaysia?
Morning, sir. On behalf of QPEX, kami dapat bahawa bilangan pejabat awam pada masa ini still enough based on 32 million rakyat yang ada dalam negara kita. Dan 1.7 million ini di Malaysia ni include enforcers, kesihatan, teachers, dan polis. Empat cabang ini mengandungi satu juta orang, lebih kurang satu juta orang, lebih daripada satu juta orang. Ini compulsory service. Dan kita merasakan bahawa selebihnya ialah kumpulan sokongan. Seperti mana yang disebut oleh Yang Mahmat semalam, saiz ini agak besar. Ya, besar dengan kapasiti sekarang. Dan kita merasakan apa yang penting ialah kerajaan memberi perkhidmatan semula kepada rakyat. Di samping kerajaan sendiri dapat menyediakan peluang pekerjaan. Tetapi kerajaan bercadang untuk melihat bagaimana suatu ketika dahulu Telekom diswastakan, TMB diswastakan. QPEX memandang perkara ini ada buruk dan baiknya, kerana dari segi kewangan kerajaan mungkin akan memberi kelegaan kepada kerajaan. Tetapi dari segi penyandang-penyandang yang diprivatiskan, ada di antara mereka sehingga sekarang pun masih lagi merayu. Pencen mereka kecil, pendapatan mereka kecil dan sebagainya. Dan yang kedua, kalau kita lihat dari segi aging society di Malaysia ni, rakyatnya makin bertambah usianya, dan bila bertambah usia, jika pendapatan tidak ada dan saving mereka tidak cukup, pendapatan daripada penggajian mereka rendah, pension mereka juga tidak ada, ia akan memberi masalah kepada masa depan warga tua yang ada dalam negara kita.
Dato' Aziz, ya. with regards to the financial budget, do you think it's possible for us to sustain the the current size of 1.7 million that we have right now?
Saya rasa tidak ada masalah pada kerajaan. Semua yang perlu ialah bagaimana kita perlu meningkatkan produktiviti seperti mana yang disebut oleh Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri, berubah kepada teknologi. Dan mungkin saiz ini akan berkurang kerana yang besar setiap tahun akan berlaku. Kalau tidak diisi, maka saiznya akan berkurang. Rakyat akan bertambah. Dari segi bajet ini telah pun dipertimbangkan. Setiap kali permohonan perjawatan nak diisi, dua agensi penting akan memberi pertimbangan. Satu MOF dan satu Jabatan Perkhidmatan Awam. Mengambil kira kedudukan hasil negara pada masa itu, mereka menimbang permohonan perjawatan diisi. Dan oleh kerana sekarang ini kita lihat pertambahan itu semakin besar, maka produktiviti kena ditingkatkan untuk memastikan bahawa kerajaan mendapat hasil yang lebih tinggi. Dan melalui hasil yang lebih tinggi Datuk, ini, mungkin bukan sahaja dari segi gaji, segala-galanya mereka boleh buat.
Thank you very much, Datuk. I'm afraid that we're heading into the 7:30 news and running out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. And that was Datuk Azimuda, the president of QPEX, highlighting very real bread and butter situations of the civil service. And this is not an easy issue to thread on, and the government would do well to actually consider this very carefully. We're going into the news now, and when we come back, we'll look into the Brexit vote. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.